Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yo, this the remix. LMA, Quavo, Cito, Chun Li. Hey yo, let me tell you why you so special. Hood nigga bang the 45 special. Fucking with them, but we never tell a press. Out. Dick game when Alakazam pressed out. Still a playboy bunny on heft out. So we gotta get a dollar like Creflo. He said that he want respect, I said that's dope. But that goes both ways like Dejlo. Left them other bitches with the stupid face. He said he tryna steal my heart, he got the booster face. I give him time that them other niggas used to waste. He got that, he got that, he got that
super bass. So deep in my feelings, know this thing ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Get me high like you do, yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new. That get me high like you do. Listen to my heart go ba-do, boot up, be-dee-da-do, boot up. And my heart go ba-do, boot up, be-dee-da-do. It just won't stop, it go ba-do. Be-dee-da-do, boot up, and my heart go ba-do, boot up. Be-dee-da-do, it just won't stop, it go.
Let you on my life, get a sneak peek. Listen to my heart go beep beep. When we boot up, she keep me out the streets. Hit it back to back, make me call a repeat. She locking up like it's robotic, yeah. On your body, your body, your body, yeah. I let you get the racks out my wallet, yeah. But she so bad, she say I got it, yeah. Ooh. And we always catching a vibe, ain't nobody like you.
Be-dee-da-do, boot up, and my heart
Be-dee-da-doo, it just won't stop it go.
Hello?
What's that?
Babe, can you come and get me?
I'm outside.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
The love that I need.
What is born is but a baby. Check this out.
You're like my homie, my shorty. You've shown me so many things. And you're so special to me. We've been kicking it for a while. Your sexy smile, prima donna style. Ooh, you're driving me so wild. Ain't got no reputation, educated conversation. And ooh, you got that bomb love making. It's more than sexual, this love you know is proper dough. It's oh so, so incredible.
I want it. Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your next phase in online radio. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your hosts, John Robinson, a.k.a. Mr. DSP, a.k.a. Mr. Dark Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to J-Rob, the wise son. J-Rob.
This guy here, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe a word you hear when he says the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP, because he has all that LSP going. And if y'all have tuned into the Get Down, you know what that LSP means. I'm going to just let it end with the word privileges. Now you know what that LS means.
Yeah.
But hey, Van Meadows, first of all, good evening. Secondly,
good evening, bro.
I'm so happy to be in the co-pilot seat next to my main man, Van Meadows. What's up with your partner?
Hey, man, I am doing great, man. Phenomenal, if I must say so myself.
Phenomenal. I like those kind of words. Very
bro,
affirmational.
There ain't no other way to be.
I like that.
There ain't no other way to be but phenomenal. And ladies and gentlemen,
but
yes.
But phenomenal. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen?
I am.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Not okay. Right. Not. Phenomenal. I want to be Van Meadows when I grow up. I've seen your hand, bro.
I've seen it. Many have tried to duplicate it. Many have tried to replicate it, but none of them are sophisticated. Man, you see what I did there? I must be some type of poet or something.
You see this? You must be a poet.
Hey, man, listen, I am the other host of the Evening Poetic. If you happen to be listening in online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to get on down with us. Tonight's show happens to be sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
Come on now.
You got yours?
I got mine. Y'all need to get up on this.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, we want to give a shout out to the one, the only CEO of Raw Links, as well as Epiphany Radio, ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Shout out to you, bro.
That guy.
Those of you that know our good brother. Oh, man, he's an awesome person, man. Those of you that know him, please reach out to him and just tell him thank you for giving you Epiphany Radio, for giving you a platform where you can come and spit your poetry 7 days a week, Sunday
also
to Sunday.
Also say happy belated birthday.
And yes, say happy belated birthday. Yeah, because, you know, he's getting younger, you know. He's probably the only man on God's green earth that I know that every time he has a birthday, his age goes in reverse. So make sure y'all shout him out. Hit him up. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, man, do we have a show lined up for you. J-Rob, you want to let the people know what tonight is all about.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, poet, performer, creatives, tonight, Van and I would like to dive into a subject that actually took place last week. That was the catalyst for this show. So, let's see. Springboard this. What if poetry was going to marry me? So, you know, like a typical wedding, when you get to the ring or when you get to the good part of the wedding, finish this line. With this poem, I thee wed. I'm curious what you got. Finish this line. With this poem, I thee wed. I can't wait, Dan. I can't wait.
I can't wait. I can't wait either. Why do we got to wait? We can just go ahead and jump into it. All right.
You know what?
Rock, paper, scissors.
I'm with you.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I'm with you.
Rock, paper, scissors. Steve, which
rock,
one of us go
scissors.
First? You ready?
Go on.
You ready? Rock, paper, scissors.
One.
I got scissors. What you got?
Two. Oh, I got rock. Rock, crushes, scissors.
You just crushed rock, crushes, scissors. So it's all you, bro. Your piece is locked and loaded.
My piece is locked and loaded.
Well, brother, let me get out the limelight and let you go ahead and get on down.
He said the limelight. Y'all hear him? Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, with this poem, I be wed. My sweet lady poetry, I give you this poem as a symbol of us. Step by step, line by line, you are the infinite circle of forever I have always been looking for. You are the mountain that is not afraid of wind, because with you next to me, I continuously win. I give you my quill for the thrill, my thoughts of us, of what may happen with every spilled droplet of ink that looks like I write this prose to you. The end results of what you've always witnessed, spilled ink that looks like my blood making it that religious. Baby, can you dig it? With this poem, you are tied to me eternally, to the end where I lose myself into the infinity of an uncompromised space that is between you and me. I am in awe of what you bring to this, and I'm beyond happy because you keep feeding me bliss. Immeasurable days of shared delight of us, of you, of me, of poetry. Baby, this ring of words is more than a symbol. It is what a perfect union is supposed to look like when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object that is poetically indestructible. Baby, what you don't know, you're not only my poetry, but you complete me. Forever yours, J. Rob the Wise Son, because I love your poetry, and I hope you stay with me forever. That's that piece.
Man, y'all hear this? Masterpiece. Man, listen, if poetry don't marry you, brother, listen, I know some other poetry queens that will, because that right there was amazing. Did y'all hear what he said? Listen, he said this, and I quote, "With this poem, you are tied to me eternally, to the point where I lose myself into the affinity of an uncompromised space that's between you and me." Bruh, that's one of those lines, bro. That's one of those lines. That's one of those stanzas where I wish I'd have wrote that. I wish I'd have wrote that. That was beautifully penned. Beautifully penned.
I thank you for that. Thank you for that. Well, I'm not going to sit here and take all that love. And I appreciate you for this, because I have been dying to release this piece. I enjoyed writing this. I really did.
That's awesome,
but,
bro.
Man, I know I'm not alone. What was you saying?
I said I felt your enjoyment in that piece. As I read the words, as I heard the words, bro, it's one of those pieces, man, that's just like, it almost makes the pen want to hug itself. Some of y'all said that.
Listen, with this poem, you are tied to me eternally, to the point where I lose myself into the infinity of an uncompromised space that's between you and me. I love that line, because when you think of The circle is the never ending. It goes on for infinity because it doesn't have a beginning or an end.
It doesn't have a beginning or an end. Mm-hmm.
That's the relationship between the author, the pen, the paper, and whatever happens when all three of them get together.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good time writing this, and I'm glad that one line, that one stanza stood out for you, because it did the same thing for me. But
yes,
man,
sir.
I don't want to be alone in all this happiness, brother. Don't do that to me. I'm going to ask you, is your ink locked and loaded?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then let me do the polite thing and step to the side. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Van Meadows. Van Meadows, go on and get on down.
With this poem I thee wed, for years now I have been studying your cadence, trying to wrap my tongue around your thoughts for acceptance, even allowed you to lick more than my ideas, and control the elements of my pituitary gland that creates these erotic thoughts like making love in the Himalayas. Before we graduate to the top of English class, tell me, Mia Moore, let's slow down and not move too fast, because every syllable that comes out next needs to be understood with deep context. See, I'm often overwhelmed with so many words that I say so little nouns and more verbs. Your oral dictation is breathtaking, and the way your adverbs and adjectives is making this sapiosexual so hot, I want you to know that I've pondered this very moment a lot. You've been there for me since day one, through all my hurt, my pain, the tears I've cried under the sun. As I breathe, I need you more than ever. As I open my eyes each day, I never, never wish to be without you any longer. You're the glue to the poem in me that makes me stronger. If you will have me, if you will allow me to never have another lonely night, because you be by my side as my light. Poetry, allow me to say, if I may, with this poem, I thee wed. And that's that piece.
See, you get off on showing off. You get off on showing off with this poetic dexterity. Nah. See, I'm a fan, but when you write like this, I'm like, okay, he's, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know my co-host by now, there's times when this brother will zone out. And when he zones out, he writes stuff like this. And let me tell you, I'm such a fan that I dig this kind of writing. But Van.
Yes, sir.
As I breathe, I need you more than ever. As I open my eyes each day, I never wish to be without you any longer. You are the glue to the poem that you are the glue to the poem in me that makes me stronger. You know how powerful that is? You know how powerful that is? Brother man, salute. Absolutely
appreciate
powerful.
You, bro. I mean, I had to get poetry. I had to make poetry want to marry me, right? So I had to dig deep within the quill of my ink to make sure that I expressed those things that would never make poetry ever want to leave.
And you did an excellent job with that. Excellent.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
I like this poem a whole lot, and I hope you don't mind if I post it in the event page.
No, brother. Knock yourself out. You run the event page.
In the words of Denzel Washington, my man.
My man. As long as you ain't do the other words. As long as you ain't say
no,
the
no,
other
no,
words.
No. I ain't
know,
say nothing.
Because those other words. King
I'm
Kong
keep it to Denzel.
Ain't got nothing,
on me. I'm putting cases out on all you poets.
On all you poets.
We could do this all night long. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, bro. It's all good. You know what? We ought to have a Denzel poetry night. See who could take one of Denzel's lines and make it their own through poetry. We ought to have that because Denzel got his body of work is amazing. We're gonna have to have that down the line. But enough about us, because, you know, like J-Rod said, we can sit here and we can do this all night, but some of you want to make poetry marry you. Some of you are looking for an opportunity to publicly express some intimate feelings about poetry. So, J-Rob, what do you say,
sir,
go ahead and we open up some of these mics?
I say yes, sir. I say yes. Yes.
All right. First artist on the mic tonight, we have Amelia T. Davis. Hello, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Very
How are
good
you?
Evening.
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
One day we're going to have a talk about that. But, Van, continue, please.
No, we don't. No, we don't. It is not open for discussion, but I'll break it down to you. Yes,
Van Harlan, do you have a question for me? No, we're not going to just skate over that. You said it's not open for discussion, but you'll break it down for him, which means it is definitely open for discussion.
Then you already know where it came from, why I say it. You know absolutely. He may
But I wasn't the one that said that we're going to have to talk about that later. So rightfully so, it is definitely up for discussion. But be that as it may, so there's a question on the table tonight, Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
You have a task before you.
Mm-hmm.
To make poetry marry you.
Mm-hmm.
This is your task. So is your piece locked and loaded?
Oh, it most certainly is.
Well, finish this thought. With this poem, I thee wed, and go ahead and get on down.
So I named this to a special someone. He is strong and bold, nobody's fool, delicious and delightful, smooth and sensitive, a soft breeze on an autumn afternoon. The warm rays of the sun lighting the way. He is the glow of the moon cascading across my consciousness. He is enlightenment, education, empowerment, and evolving awareness. He is a romantic candlelight dinner. He is waking up to a love everlasting. He is the therapy I need to release my emotions. God ordained him to be with me throughout my life, a beacon during my darkest nights and a celebration during my happiest moments. I can depend on him regardless of what happens. He is with me always, never deserting me. Always a strong tower to shore me up during my weakest times, a soft tenderness to lay upon during my strongest times, a faithful lover that ignites my passions. God's love is expressed through him. Jesus's mercies communicated with his flow. He is very similar to Jesus, yet nowhere near the same. He is, however, loving, kind, godly, powerful, and exquisite. David knew him well. They were the best of friends. He depended on him greatly. At his core, he has a heart of gold. He is intelligent and trustworthy. He expresses the injustices, speaking out against the evils of the world. To say that I'm in love with him doesn't adequately explain my heartfelt emotions regarding him. What I will say is poetry, I thee wed. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. poetical angel queen in peace.
Wow.
I actually like this.
I like this too. Yeah, I like this too.
I genuinely like this piece.
Yeah.
I genuinely like this.
It was the descriptive reference about on a warm autumn day that kind of drew me in. Because it created the place of serenity within the piece, so that it made everything else effortlessly as you flow through the piece. Very nice piece. Very nice piece. J-Rob.
I was thoroughly impressed because in between each stanza, as she was addressing this, you can hear her say, "He is," and then recite. "He is," and then recite. "He is," and then recite. I thought that was a really, really clever way to put this together, and I really did enjoy this piece of work. Thank you for bringing it.
Thank you, Kings. And side note, does that mean you said genuinely like this piece, that you've been lying to me all along and you haven't liked any of my other pieces? I'm teasing you. Blessings, yes. Y'all. Thank you so very much, Kings.
I'm trying to make the cricket sound, but I can't make it. Can't make it. But
it sounded more
Don't tell me it sounded more like Chewbacca. I don't want to hear it.
Don't pay him. Don't pay him no mind. Don't pay him no mind.
Well, Amelia, you get to be the first to the Get Down dance floor tonight. So you got to set the tone. You up for the challenge?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. On our way to the dance floor, y'all, is Amelia T. Davis. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Blessings, Kings.
Good night, beloved.
She's funny. So does that mean y'all were genuinely, you genuinely like this piece? You didn't like my other pieces?
It's all good, brother.
Too funny. Too funny. Are we ready?
This is a cool way to start a show. Yes, sir.
It is, man. It's definitely a cool way to start a show. It's amazing. Are we ready to see who we got next, bro?
I'm so amped. Who do we have, sir?
Area code 484. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Brother Blaze, how's both my homies doing?
Yo, Blaze, what's up, man?
Blaze Wolf, formerly Blaze Wolf, the artist formerly known as Blaze Wolf, now Blaze. What's good, bro?
In the words of Rakim, it's been a long time.
I shouldn't have left you.
Without a dope rhyme to step to, thinking how many we should step through. Time's up.
See,
I'm sorry, bro.
See,
I'm sorry, bro.
See.
What's good with you, Blaze?
Good to hear you, man.
What's going on with the fella?
Listen, it's been a really good couple of weeks. Can't complain too much, man. Even when things have been going bad, they've been going good. I got a chance to wake up this morning. I got a chance to say what's up to Van. Spoke some good words to good people in my circle. And I got a chance to speak to you. So tonight's been a good night.
I have a chance to speak to you. Oh, and congratulations, Ford Meadows.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man.
You're absolutely welcome.
Why are we congratulating Poets Meadows? What happened? I'm curious.
Are you holding out again?
You holding out again, brother?
Nah, bro. I just haven't had a chance to talk to my bro since I made the post.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all. This is why I need Blaze. Because when you hold out, Blaze will pull your brother's coattail. This is why I need Blaze. Talk about a conversation that came right on time, brother man.
What?
Brother man.
Mm-hmm.
Blaze, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So J-Rob can pick his face up off the floor. Can you let the brother know why you're congratulating me? So he can just pick his face up. Let him know, bro. Let him know.
Yeah. He got a promotion at his job, I do believe, and so he was ecstatic. I'm ecstatic for him to have gotten his promotion because I'm sure he's worked hard in order to get it. So that was the reason why I was congratulating him.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Because, see, J-Rob and the Epiphany family got the news first in our chat.
Whoa.
So, J-Rob, did you grab your face, bro?
Okay. I do nothing.
No, it's all good though, man. I appreciate the love, man. I 17 years it's taken for me to get
good Lord. That's awesome.
So I'm
that's
excited.
Awesome.
But we're not here to talk about me as much as I, you know, because y'all know I don't like talking about myself. I don't like that. But I appreciate it.
So,
but J-Rob got a question for you, bro.
Blaze, again, before Van interrupts us with some lyrical fury, tonight's show takes a different look at stuff romantically, man. And tonight's show, we're asking the poet a particular question. So hear me out.
Okay. Okay.
What if poetry married me? So if that's the case, finish this line.
Okay.
With this poem, I thee wed. With this poem, I thee wed. So let me ask you, is your piece, whatever it is your piece locked and loaded, brother?
Yes, as much as I can get it there, yes.
Phenomenal. Then I'm going to take a step back, along with Van Meadows, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. With this ring, I be wed. Sweetheart, come here. Let me get to know you. The new you, the old you. Go through what you will and what you won't do. The not so playful and the fun you. Tell me your and darkest buried in that jungle. Tell me about the men in your life. No, don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Maybe next time we can talk about your uncle. Until then, I'm going to remain humble. You are my goddess, and I want to be that man that's kind of like second, third, maybe the fourth next to God for you. Ride for you. Die for you. Come back alive for you. Stay by your side, tuck you in, maybe even read a bedtime story at night for you. What you mean? I've always had eyes for you. Since day one, I didn't set my sights on you. Damn right I'll fucking fight for you. I lay down every inch of my life for you. For you, I'll transform into a titan, take flight and do all within my power to try to open the skies for you. I've never met a poem of your stature and caliber. I often wonder, once I had her, how would I balance her? Loving her as much as I love you, boo, my true blue. You got my breathing hypnotized by your voodoo. Tonight, to not have you makes me work that much more harder not to lose you. And singing about having you makes me go cuckoo. All right. What I'm about to say has nothing to do with anything, but this is what you do to me, kind of taking some time to get used to. I know you ain't going to get this, but my brain is shifted, kind of conflicted, twisted, must have got a slip disc. It ain't at all what I tried to do, but I have a question. Poetry, may I slip and slide in you? Let my confide in you, to widen you. I mean, I want to go so deep. I want to go so deep inside of you till I feel like I'm on the other side of you. Matter of fact, I ain't even going to be in you no more. I'm going to be all the way up out of you, and that ain't no lie to you, so you might as well let me hold you, unclothe you. Shit, if you want me to act like I don't know you, I'll do that. I mean, fold you, fold and unfold you, load and unload you, mold and remold you into an unbeknownst truth to the very point that when you see it, ain't no way your eyes going to be able to unsee it. Almost guaranteed shit. You ain't going to believe it, making you the best kept secret that not one person has ever been able to keep quiet. You are chaos waiting to happen. You need to know that you will forever have my sky lit. Poetry, I need you to know that you are the sheer definition of a walking riot. Poetry, you are the sheer definition of a walking riot. And to this poem, I be wed.
Yo.
You know what? You know what?
Woo.
I'm gonna let the surprise boy go first. Jam at him.
Yeah. Yo, first of all, there's a whole lot of lines in this that grab
mm-hmm.
me. Whole lot of lines. One of those lines being, I've never met a poem of your stature.
That Bruh, part.
That's a whole poem in itself. The other line that grabbed me was, can you slip your tongue inside of her until you get to the other side of her. Bruh, I'm sitting here thinking, hey, bro, what side you trying to get to, bro? If you all the way up in the like, well, she better marry you. Bruh. This was a serious piece, bro. I dug it through and through. J-Rob.
Let me tell you, that line is everything. I never made a poem of your stature, bro. And I'm going to say this every week until the day that God takes me home. And I'll probably say it to y'all from heaven, special delivery. But there's sometimes I'm hearing poets, and you guys will say a line, you guys will say a phrase, and I'm sitting here like, damn, I wish I wrote that. This is how powerful this piece is to me, because you know me and Vanna family, because we vibe on the same line. And, bro, this is that line.
Thank you, bro.
That's a bad man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man.
That's a bad, bro. You got to put that on the event page.
Yeah,
man. I'm gonna say some of that shit to some. I'm gonna say some of that shit to somebody.
Yeah, for real, for real. Hey, man, listen. When y'all do y'all pieces, man, don't be shy. Put them on the event page. You know, cause we like to go back and reread them. You know, we listen to the archives, we listen to the show playbacks, but we also like to read. At least I like to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like seeing the words go together, bruh. This what's up. This what's up. I really felt this piece, man. I was sitting here like, yo, no, he didn't say that. Yes, he did. Then he said what? I was having a whole conversation with myself while you was doing your piece, bro. That's how serious this piece is.
The one part that got me, and it's still, like, my poetry grabs me as well. But some of the stuff I come up with is just, like, unbelievable to me sometimes. So the part that says, I ain't going to lie to you, so you might as well let me hold you, unclothe you. Shit, if you want me to, I'll act like I don't even know you. Fold and unfold you, load and unload you, mold and remold you into an unbeknownst truth. That part right there,
that's some serious wordplay.
I don't know how I'd be coming up with some of the stuff I write myself. So, yeah, I feel the same way y'all do sometimes.
That's
a bad man. He's a bad man.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you,
love
bro.
Both
bro.
My brothers, man. I thank y'all, man.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. We thank you,
bro,
man. No, we
you
thank
bless
you.
Us. That part. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm.
And every other poet, like I want to put out to every other poet I know is talented, and I'm so honored to be on here with other poets that make me challenge myself, that make me pick up my pen and do something different with it every time, challenge my brain. You know, I've got to keep going. So when I hear other poets, it makes me up the ante in my pen, because I'm hearing other people do stuff better than me. Like you guys are saying, some of the stuff that I say is like, damn, I wish I would have wrote that. I say the same thing about other poets. So I love
mm-hmm.
listening to you guys.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Right. It means a lot to us having
a
brother
yes.
of your status come onto our show and take time out of your day, because you could be doing a whole lot of other stuff, brother. We thank you for
taking
time out.
And I'm at work right
out.
Now, so.
See?
Yeah, that's dedication, man. That's dedication and commitment.
I know. I
you know?
Love being on here. I love y'all. Oh, you don't know, poetry does so much to me.
Bro, yes,
bro.
We do.
Okay, I'm done, man. I'm
yes,
I'm
we
tired
do.
Of fans.
Nah,
dude,
bro.
It does so
food.
Much to us.
This is food. Because this time,
yeah.
poetry has gotten you, me, and Van through some tough times.
Oh, my
so,
God, yeah.
This is food, bro. This is food. And the fact that you chose to share a piece of your food with me and Van and the
oh,
listeners
man.
Says a lot.
Yes, sir.
You dig?
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
You sharing your food with us, this is feeding me and nourishing my brother. So thank you for feeding
yes,
us.
Yes, sir. 100%.
Awesome, awesome.
Now, my brother, I know you were at work, man, but mm-hmm. we're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor so you can get a few steps in before you get back to work. So it's up to you what steps
right.
you choose. And so far, only Amelia's out there. So, you know,
yeah.
go out there and get your boogie on. What did say?
Right.
What the song say? I love the nightlife. I love the boogie.
Boogie on a disco ride.
All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor is Blaze. One love, one mic, bro.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
My man.
Bruh. Yo.
That was hot.
Yeah, I dug that piece. I really dug that piece. Oh, man. Are you ready for the next artist to bless us with their ink?
If you don't mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
next up on the mic is Epiphany's own host of The War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Dripper 2.0, The Hidden Radio Spotlight, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy New Year, all that jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave.
Y'all really going to start with this hot breath thing.
What's up, Iron Man?
That's the audience.
No.
Listen, you could do a lot of things, but y'all are horrible at lying.
At least you know we're horrible at lying. At least you know.
I'm just gonna tell you
yeah, man.
About it. Now, if you're gonna do it, you gotta do it right. Come on now, you gotta make sure that the sound is good when you do it. So when you do it, it's like okay, you do it.
Mm. Right. Listen, when you come through here, brother, thank you.
I mean, that's all fine and good. However. There's nothing There's nothing like the authenticity of a live studio audience. Harvey.
I realize that y'all have serious problems. There might be some issues here that we need to address.
It's called dementia, and I'm comfortable. Thank you.
I believe that is actually good.
Hey, man, it's good to have you, brethren. It's good to have you.
Why, brethren, it is good to be had, good brother. Thank you. Sweet brother Noopsy.
Hey, brother Noopsy.
Sweet brother Noopsy.
I want the knife.
Listen. We cannot start this. It's going to go left real fast. We're going to stick to the topic. We're not going to do it because I'm already on cough patrol. I'm trying to get the stuff in my system beforehand.
That's right.
I won't cough through the
beat. That's right. You're right.
And Jay
right.
Rob tried to kill me on Tuesday. He tried his best.
I heard him.
You can hear my lungs clapping.
My lungs was clapping.
I couldn't breathe. It was bad.
Oh man.
I was like, I should not be laughing this hard and be this close to death at the same time. It's not a cool thing. It's not cool.
Absolutely, bro. Hilarious. Hilarious.
All right. All right, so I hate that evil laugh. Listen, wait till after the peace. Do not do it before the peace, please.
Not before the peace. Speaking of the peace.
Not before the peace. Yes.
Good brother Javi. Good brother Mahavi.
Yes. I'm trying to get it going now. Just hold on for a second. I got you. Just give me a second. I'll be with you. I'm trying to find it. All right, I'm going to see if I can get it.
Well, you go ahead and find what you need to find, but we're still going to dial.
Wait.
You know.
All right, go ahead. I just want to make sure I got it. I got it. Okay,
you know.
Okay, we good. We good. Go ahead.
All right. So,
this dialogue.
Tonight, you have the daunting task of getting poetry to marry you. So if your piece is locked and loaded, finish this statement with this poem, I Thee Wed, and get down.
Okay. All right. Put a lot of pressure on the brother now. A lot of pressure on me. Okay. I'm trying. I have to follow Blaze. Y'all had to do that to me, right? All right. Well, here I go. Can y'all hear that? All right. She was a crowded sidewalk, and pedestrians there to walk through, though someone should sit and admire her flower. Palms upward, he waited for her hand, and she was a kiss upon his skin. She reminded him of all that he dreamed about, was afraid to pray for, because most times prayers get answered and he didn't know what to do with the karma, the kismet, and the submit. To hold the piece of moonlight with all love and learn not to let go, she wanted to be wanted a good day. A kiss doesn't end. The sweetness of ripe pineapple that burns your lips through the citric acid. He can find herself on a mountaintop. Hiked through his passion to pique his desire, and the distance of his blinking eye is how they saw each other. The spyglass of iris, secrets now close through bubble glass, and how he listened for her. The sound of hurt and broken can be so loud, so uniform. They march in good intention to a formation of know what is sustenance, how we meet her, upon phrase, her hip and sway. More than that, they say that you can't be dreaming if you're awake and aware, and somehow I stare in the mirror asking the what, how, who, and out of the blue arrived you. You reminded me of a J. Dilla remix of The Far Side, so I granted her wish. Stayed in this dream a little while longer, feeling stronger, words tickling, places hidden, not seen since soft, non-concrete, liquefying under her sweet sounds, words. I found myself fighting the sky with a smile, traveling closer to my heart's border. 7 leagues in a short while, but somehow, some way has come here in the right now. And she's the threat of a good time. She makes me wonder if her kiss is as good as I dream. how a conversation makes my mind cream, but her thickness is beyond the scenes of good dreams, and so it seems I'm awake, yet dreaming, but every waking moment scheming to steal her attention, her time, and if swift enough her heart, I've always forgotten how to run to her. Makes me question my doubts, turns the realm of a possible inside out, oh darling. I got a quote, I guess everybody needs someone to love, and you can't leave love lonely, cause being naive to it, you lose just like that. See, kisses for the bruises don't make it heal back. One might appeal to their intellect of having a greater effect of how they feeling. She wrote letters and poems to my broken heart, to fasten my spirit to spine, to weather the sorrow, show me she existed as she kissed soul into my bones, bid me happiness to dance and ask what is greater, life or love, and she said to love is life and they are mutually inclusive. That memory, I asked her, what do you fill your space with? She said, I feel like peace and serene, the sound of darkness pitch black when sleep, her skin warm and deep within my arms. I'm sure this is definitely what peace feels like. She transformed my pain through her breath, placed healing crystals along my spine, told sorrow no more, told sorrow to leave, told, made love to me, gave me the goodness, transformed into greatness. Have you ever felt something so sweet that your teeth felt hurt afterwards? I sampled heaven. Her playlist was just like her kiss, different. New songs, new artists, we went long. She loved this fat boy, kissed every roll, Swiss like Little Debbie. She tasted like she was always ready, and she was always juicy. Washed over me, and I ate till I was full. I got smoked like a freshly rolled blunt, and this was just the first pull. She took my ache, my agony, converted it pure. This beauty radiated like light, and I held her, but she removed the dark, and I felt her energy, the pure of her heart. With this poem, I be wed. Nothing will ever defile this bed. We are here, together. And I give you this forever. Poem.
God darn, Javi. This is some beautiful bro.
Ish.
J-Rob, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I don't like you. Let me just get that out the way. I don't like you because
you better love me.
Well, that's unconditional until the day that God is like, okay, enough of you two. One of y'all got to come with me. So, this is exquisite, and I wasn't anticipating this being that dope. I don't know what the hell that song is in the background.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this song, that music fit. I can use that song to every piece I just heard you do this month.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of those pieces would be an extension of the next piece until I heard this piece just now. This would be the piece that I ended the month on.
Yes, this
was absolutely beautiful. And I don't like you right now because I think back to what I heard you do earlier this month. Thank you again for my happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
To this piece right here. Absolutely incredible. I really like this piece. Like, I really, really, really like this piece, bro, and how you put this together. Mm. Van Meadows, what say you?
Yeah. Mm. There was so much peace, calmness, tranquility. This piece reminded me of, like, an early morning sunrise. With the dew just dripping.
Cool.
Bruh. This was amazing, Javi. Like, real talk. The music was great. And Poetry definitely wants to marry you, bro. Ain't no way she's going to say no to this. Ain't no way. It just ain't no way. And the way that you described it throughout this piece was just something so exquisitely delicious. Bruh.
I'm not going to say exquisitely delicious.
This has got to be one of the best pieces that I've heard thus far. Bro, and if you keep bringing it like this, if you keep bringing it like this, you're going to have some problems, my guy. You're going to have some problems.
Nah, not the
kid.
More
than usual. More than usual.
Not the kid.
Yeah, bro.
Matter of fact, remember in the movie Thor when they were going to they were going back someplace and Heimdall said, "Okay, you're going," and he said, "I don't intend to die." He said, "No one ever does."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Van said, "You're gonna have some trouble." He said, "I doubt it. No one ever does."
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Bennett. I'm not even in it. My name is Charles. I'm not in charge. My name is Paul, and that's between y'all.
Yeah, it's funny. Yo, that side note, it's funny you just said that. I used to watch Charles in Charge religiously. It was like one of my favorite shows. Okay.
Why?
Back to the program. I don't know. I cannot tell you.
We'll talk about that offline.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. But Javi, before we you know, let you go over to the Get Down dance floor and just say hi.
Before we kick you off the show.
You probably won't dance. Probably won't dance.
Get your ass on out of here.
Before we kick you off the show.
Hey, talk about what you got going on this Tuesday coming.
All right, this Tuesday is Fly Speak Open Mic. We're going to have and Humble come through.
You're going to have to start over
because
these people don't know what you just said.
Oh, I can't. Oh, my stomach.
Next time, I ain't talking to nobody on Thursday, so I'm no problem. I'm not talking to none of y'all. I'm not talking to nobody on a Thursday. I'm like, yeah. They'd be like, yeah, like, we're Javi. Be like, he's avoiding y'all to the show. Avoid you, my trying to kill me again.
Oh, man.
Oh.
You got to get your ass up on out of here.
So no. You laugh through the promotion of your show, so nobody knows what's going on. You laugh through it.
This
you're
Tuesday,
through
I'm
going
to Tuesday. This Tuesday. I got it. This Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and world-renowned, everybody else around, everybody within the sound of my voice, understand that this Tuesday is Fly Speed Open Mic, the first of every month. We bring you the poets and the people that you haven't heard, but you will get to know and love. Fly Speed will be featuring Humble and Florida Songbird, two very dope poets, incredible, fly, beautiful words, voice, songs, word, sound, soul. Be prepared, be ready. It's also open mic. Bring y'all happy asses and come enjoy a good time of spoken word and everything else. It's going to be amazing. Trust me. This Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Epiphany Radio Universe. And my cousin's trying to kill me, and he's trying to make me laugh. And I'm ignoring him right now because he's ignorant. That's what happens. Don't listen. Stop.
Okay.
All right, bro. Get over to the dance floor.
Have a good night, y'all.
Mute me now.
Yeah, you
have a good
YouTube.
You have a good night, y'all.
Good night, bro. Good night. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 6300 and press 1 when you get here. Or if you're already here and you desire to get down with us, go ahead and press that 1.
Yeah. We won't bite unless you ask us.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Ring Ring.
This is Sandy, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Son, man, what a dynamic show we're having so far, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I need this show. I need this show. I'll explain to you later, but I need this show. I'm good.
My bro. My bro. But listen, ain't no need in us holding it up any longer. Ain't no need. What do you say we bring in the next poet? What do you say?
I say yes.
What do you say?
Please, please.
You say yes?
Oh, please.
All right.
Oh, please.
All right. Oh, please. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, Epiphany's own one-half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Stan the Man Phillips. What's good with you, Stan?
Good evening and happy Halloween season.
Stan.
So good to hear you, Stan.
Your voice. I miss hearing you. Can I please say thank you for this evening and coming through to Get Down tonight? How are you, sir?
Oh, I am doing great. This is one of my favorite times of the year, beyond a doubt. No inhibitions,
nice.
No restrictions, and sanity is overrated, and it's not that amusing at this
No,
season.
Sir. Tell it like it is, Stan. Tell it like it is.
That's right. How are you tonight, Stan?
I am great. I am truly great. This has been a wonderful day, and it's turned into a wonderful evening. I'm on Epiphany. I'm on the Get Down. I am with Poetic. I am with J. Rob, the Wise Son. I have heard some marvelous poets.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good day.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Well,
and I'm glad to hear you.
My pleasure. Truly my pleasure.
Van Meadows, would you like to introduce Stan to tonight's topic, sir?
It's actually your turn. That's where I was going, bro.
Oh, my deepest apologies. Stan. Then I'm even in a better mood then. Stan.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tonight. Van and I are being extremely creative. What if poetry married me? With that being the case, metaphorically speaking, please finish this line. With this poem, I be wed. And if your piece is locked and loaded, Stan, Van and I are going to take a seat back and allow you to go ahead and get on down.
Then let me finish the vows by Francisco de Goya. Fantasy abandoned by reason produces impossible monsters. United with it, she is the mother of the arts and the origin of marvels. This I be wed to the season of All Hallows' Eve. Journey the amberant darkness. Beyond the dusk, a metaphoric transformation as shadows encroach upon what once was light. For the night, well known to be the realm of things evil, adding to alerted apprehension and fright. As our minds descend stairs to where light shall not pass, be it as dungeon, cellar, crypt, or basement, logic rendered paralyzed by primordial fears, as terror now heightens with each step in descent. Throughout humanity, myths, legends, nightmarish tales tell of the ghostly, grotesque, and malevolent. Just in the telling, so repugnant, causes skin to crawl. Yet horror and fascination both in us without relent. The logical mind suspended in the suspense. Our creative side let loose from reality's strings. Be it reanimated flesh, blue-black feathers, or specter, images abound in the words by Shelley, Poe, and King. So in the shroud of midnight black, be aware and beware as you descend to the ghostly, grotesque, and morbid. Will you find monsters exist at the bottom of those stairs, or the reflected shadow specter of your own id? Happy Halloween, Epiphany family. Sleep well, in peace.
Yo.
Oh my God.
Yo. Stan.
Oh my God.
Stan.
Yes.
There was a certain part of this piece where you switched up. And I swear, I would have thought you were Vincent Price from Michael Jackson's Thriller.
The Michael Jackson, I would swear.
This is the second time, someone has referenced me to Sir Vincent. The second time.
Oh, Stan.
Wow.
Stan.
Wow. That is, gentlemen, thank you. That is such an honor.
I mean,
to be reverenced with Vincent Price.
In that moment,
I'm going to tell you
that you need to do some type of Halloween Vincent Price type voiceovers. Because you will get away with it. You will murder it. You will kill it, pun intended. Because when you was reading this piece, in that moment you switched up, I was like, oh, my God. He sounds just like Vincent Price in Thriller.
Yes, yes, yes. Stan, amazing, brilliant, brilliant, just pure brilliance. Oh man, J-Rock.
Listen. You were doing this piece, and I'm listening to that ending with Vincent Price, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds too close to this man.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about it was just so together. Excuse me. I was like, wow. This was perfect. Perfectly executed, perfectly put together, and literally, this was exactly how I heard it with Michael Jackson. It was like, Stan just nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pure brilliance.
Oh.
I mean, it, man.
Because
I could go on.
That Vincent, I got to send you Price line so you can record this. Because
I've got to tell you, I am a fan. I am a fan of him from Dr. Fibes. I'm a fan of him. From the Wax Museum, the original.
The Wax Museum. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Which was a three-dimensional movie. It was a 3D film, but a marvelous take on it. He and Peter Lorre did many different films based on Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes, sir.
They, to me, were two of my favorite people as far as the gothic and the Halloween and the horror. Oh, yes. Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, Boris Karloff. Yes, yes, yes. In line. No problem. So the idea that there may be something in my delivery that mimics that, it comes from the heart. I grew up with these guys.
Right. Right.
These were some of my favorite people.
Absolutely. Because of what they were able to put together.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And Price, not only a gourmet chef, but an excellent artist, painter.
Mm-hmm. He was.
And a gentleman who, as an art critic, was renowned. This is someone, yes, I had a great deal of respect for and did get some mentoring from. Yes.
Love it.
Listen.
I love it.
Van, he has this one-line interview. Just indulge me, please. He said, and whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand
down,
and face the hounds of hell. And rot inside the corpse's
inside
shell.
Inside this corpse's shell.
The foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. The grisly souls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom.
To seal your doom.
As though you may fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver.
The shiver.
But no mere mortal can resist the evil
of
the thriller.
Of the thriller. And then that laugh.
And then he goes into that
and
laugh.
Then that laugh.
Stan, this is you all the way. Oh my God,
all
I got goosebumps just having this conversation. Oh my God,
all the way, Stan.
I'm going to tell you, I honestly believe whoever wrote the narrative that Vincent Price did in Thriller, I guarantee you, an Edgar Allan Poe fan.
Definitely, without question.
I tend to say yes.
Without question. Man.
The flow, the direction has gothic, even though there was no, you know, antiquated arcane language attached. The gothic feel of every line. Poe.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Very much so, indeed.
One of the most brilliant musical videos and one of the greatest narratives, for one, ever, thriller. Beyond a doubt.
I completely agree. I completely agree.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Now, stand the man, before we move you over to the dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, Saturday, of course, on Epiphany Radio, where else, will be Poetic Therapy. If you need to vent, if there's something you need to get out and let loose from your soul, this is the venue to do it at.
Indeed.
Let it loose. Find that therapy.
Mm.
All are welcome. It is an open mic and an open venue.
Nice.
Sir. Love it. Love it, bro.
And we have got an excellent hostess and a lady, Danielle, also known as La Perla Negra, waiting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Stan, let's get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can do some funkin' getting down. One love, one mic.
Now
Stan.
That laugh belongs on Thriller right there.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Stan, one love, one mic, my friend.
One love, one mic, and on to the next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stan the Man Phillips on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Check him out every other Saturday on Epiphany Radio. Next Saturday, because this Saturday, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. But we'll get into that when we do the lineup. J-Rob, man.
Sir.
Are you ready for this next poet?
I most certainly am, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, we got Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted. What's good with you, my brother?
What's going down? How y'all feeling?
What's happening, big brother? How you doing, man?
Feeling good, bro. Feeling good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, y'all. I can't really complain. Everything is everything.
Hey, we love to hear.
You got to blame tonight on Van. If everything's going fantastic, blame it on Van.
No,
if everything's a little twisted, that might be my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Everything right is J-Rob. Everything right. Yeah.
I just want to know who was quoting.
Did you hear my laugh, man? You just hear my laugh?
Wait. Yeah, I heard that. That's what I was going to say. I just want to know who's quoting the thriller line word by word. Did y'all,
that was me.
You can Google it.
See, that was,
that was me.
I just did the laugh.
That was me. I didn't get a chance to do the laugh because Van did the laugh first. My laugh was a little bit more sinister, though.
My point. Right, so my point is, if you're doing on words word by word, if you know all those words off the top of your head, you're a bad dude.
Yes, sir.
I had a lot of time to listen to a lot of music, man. So when Thriller came out and I heard Vincent Price, I was like, what did he just say? And
exactly.
It just stuck in my head.
Wow.
I mean, I know the whole thing,
man.
With those last three stanzas, they really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I was just getting ready to say, man, back then, man, back in the 80s, man, when Michael Jackson came out with a record and his videos was prime time, I mean prime time TV, everything stopped. The world just stopped moving just to watch these videos. That's how serious
he was. Only guy.
And when Thriller
worldwide,
came out.
He was the only. Yes.
Bruh, I was one of those
artist.
Kids. I was one of those kids that I was watching with my fingers over my eyes, but they was wide open. My fingers was wide open, you know, because I mean, just the theatrical performance that goes into a Michael Jackson video, man. And Thriller?
Right.
And the crazy thing about Thriller is they never let you see Vincent Price. All you did was hear him. Bro, that was even more eerie than seeing him.
Yeah. True. Mm. So what about, hold on, then we get off this topic real quick. Do you remember the time he did? Remember the time?
Oh, yes. My God, yes. That's one of my favorites.
Was that the one with Eddie Murphy?
One of my favorites.
Was that the one, Eddie Murphy and Magic Johnson in it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the one.
And Eddie disappeared or something like favorite. That in the dirt or something?
Yep, rolled down to the dirt and then he came back. Yep. Eddie Murphy was getting adjusted. You dancing with my queen. Raising his
eyebrows.
That's
the only guy who could. He had his video so linked up with the world. It showed around the world at the same time.
Around the world.
Regardless
the
of time
same
zone.
Same freaking time. Yo. Man, Mike was a type of influence, man, that will never, ever be duplicated. I don't care. Never.
No one has done it since.
Never.
No one has ever done it since. Not Drake. Not none of these guys have done it since.
Nah.
No one's got that kind of pull.
Nobody.
The only cat that had that kind of juice is Prince. And he's gone too, unfortunately.
He's gone too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mm. You know, there's one cat who could possibly pull it off.
Go on.
If he walks away from the record labels and do his own thing. And that is this guy by the name of Bruno Mars. Because he has that kind of influence. He just ain't tapped into it yet.
I can see that, but he's not as transcendent as Mike is just yet.
He's not.
Right.
No,
but I can
not.
See that.
He's not. But if he allowed himself and aligned himself and he had the right people pushing him, bruh, that cat. He's I've been watching him for a long time, and he definitely has what it takes. Oh man, he definitely has what it takes. But Divine Demon, my good brother, tonight you have the daunting task of getting poetry to marry you. Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Finish this thought with this poem I read, and go ahead and get on down.
With this poem I read, I offer you a solemn vow. I want to scream, but I forgot how. Because you take my breath away. I love how you walk or sashay through my mind. You show me the magnitude of your servitude as you put your love on display. You're the reason for my season. You're the force that makes me ink one. You're the elixir that makes me drink one. As I inhale, you and swallow your explosions. One by one, precious drop of deliciousness. You're the factor that pushes me further. I no longer wish for this bond of a perfect connection. I won't take you for granted as my heart is granite with a pulsating erection. Can you detect how much I expect to be your suspect as I infect and inject you with love and affection? I feed you sliced up soliloquies and call them sweet selections. The nibble on your nipples and itch memories on your dimples. Before I go down to the place that I don't need to mention, I'll take out your trash or previous baggage and hold you in bondage like a hostage as you call me Sir Savage. We'll have picnics in the park where my Maserati is parked and you're here at the garage with marble floors. I've told you 1,000 times I love you, but I'll show you 10,000 more. I'll be your eternal protector as I protect your precious heart. Because you and me became we and we're meant to be one from the end to the start. See, I know that we're equally yoked. You're the ink in my pen. You're the from and friends that never end as we equally stroke. And we come together. Forever and ever, your entire essence will be always be your entire essence will always be present and will never unwrap. I will never unwrap or untap your presence. So I'm led to be your soul mate until I am dead. And with this poem, I be wed in peace. Krista Gifford.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Did you say
in the words?
Did you say you inject her with love and what else?
I said, can you detect how much I expect to be your suspect as I inspect and I inject you with love and affection?
Bro, that right there. That right there.
The way that you
put those together. Yeah. The way that you put that together. Oh, man, and I'm sitting here, and as that line was being read, in my head, I'm like, yo, he injected her with love and affection. Bro, who comes up with that? You injected her with love and affection. And then the context of the piece has got me thinking, well, did you inject her the way I think you injected her? So that she can give birth to, bro. Man, don't get me started, man.
But hold on, Van. Let me ask you this question. Did he inject her physically or intellectually?
Come on, Jay.
In order for her to give birth to that physically, metaphorically, or metaphysically, intellectually.
Intellectually. Bruh. And what I dug about this piece, man, is you was touching on the mental and the physical and the emotional all throughout the piece. How could she say no? How could poetry say no? You touched on everything that poetry is. She better not say no.
And you know what's so
poetry
so
will say, how could I say no? Look what
you know
he
what's
just
so
said
funny
to
about
me.
That both of y'all caught that line. When I wrote this, I was like, this is a line right here that's going to wake him up. And that was my favorite line in the whole piece, that line right there.
Bruh, it's my favorite line in the whole piece for sure.
This is why we ask y'all to post these pieces. People got to get what me and Van got.
Yes, sir.
I would do that. And you know what's even more funny and what's scariest? I didn't really like this when I wrote it. I didn't.
Because you're a true artist.
Yeah, okay. I'm really critical. I'm critical of my own work. I'm my worst critic.
But I'm going to tell you something, though.
What's that?
It wasn't for you to like. It was for poetry. Okay.
That part.
That's true.
Bruh. This is a serious ink. Jay, what else you got for that, man? Because, man.
Yo, this is one of them joints that a cat will write, stand up, look at it on the desk, throw the pen at the desk, and be like, yeah, I'm good.
Right.
They're going to like that. I'm good.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got like a son or daughter, and you're like, Daddy, where you going? Don't touch the table. It's good.
It's good, yeah.
That's this piece.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You are definitely the craftsman of your craft when it comes to your writing. And dare I say, you are also a carpenter, and you build great work.
Appreciate that, man. Very, very lofty praise. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, bro. Hey, man, but now it's time for you to get on to that Get Down dance floor, man. You, listen, you done said some things of poetry. And she out there like,
mm-hmm.
Sir, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said it.
So, my brother, get on out there and do your thing, man.
This
cat is a bad
I'm gonna stick around. Mm. I'm gonna wait in the, to get down now to the women's shop. I think it's all guys over there. I know.
Night. Amelia's the only woman over there. That is unusual for us tonight.
I'm gonna wait till you turn the lights on. I mean, turn the lights back on.
Always didn't turn the lights on. I don't trust you people.
Yeah, so I'm gonna call.
I've been to this club before. I don't trust you people.
I've been here before.
Right. Yeah.
Oh no, you're not gonna fool me twice at 12 o'clock.
I know that's right.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all.
All right, bro. We appreciate you, man. Stick around. Enjoy
appreciate
the rest
you, family.
Get the boogie on, man. One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen. That's our good brother, Divine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted. Bro, that piece, hey, man, that line.
That piece was serious. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Absolutely
that,
serious.
Bro. My mind went all kinds of ways listening to that piece. Oh, man, but that one line?
His poetry tends to take you in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's keep this party going and bring up to the mic our brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening,
on,
mister?
Hey, I'm chilling. You know, I just did a poem, Sweet Like Candy, a freestyle Sweet Like Candy, about I dedicated that to Candy Man. And I'm, you know, I don't know, I'm just spilling, like, doing horror poems, you know.
You spit that piece to Sammy Davis Jr.?
No, I did a poem
right.
about Candyman. Say his name five
that
times.
Is Sammy Davis Jr.
No. That Candyman is a horror movie.
That's
yeah,
a horror
Candyman.
Movie.
Say
real.
His name five.
Real.
Yeah. That. Yeah. You know what? Candyman rocks. Yo, that is like one of my favorites.
I don't know, man. Right, I heard Michael Myers did his thing over 100 kills in this new movie, man.
100 kills?
Candyman is so slick.
That's,
he's so
pimpin'.
Who does
you know?
That? 100 kills?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Michael Myers is the only one that could drive. Could drive a car. Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, go figure.
Right. Hey man, listen, our good brother J Rob got something for you, bro.
Mr.
Okay.
Automatic.
Yes.
I want you to put yourself in the position to think metaphorically. And here's the question. What if poetry married me? And if you can imagine that, I want you to finish this line. With this poem, I be wed. And I know how you do your thing, so me and Van is just going to say, go on ahead and get on down.
Okay. Oh, with this poem, I be wed. Excuse me, I apologize. Children in the background.
Man, you supposed to send them kids home from last night, man. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I'm Uncle Larry. Now, I miss all the Mad Charismatic here, but I'm Uncle Larry right here, you know. So, all right. Excuse me. I guess Yakov says, but can you tell me stop making so much noise? I'm on the phone. Hello? Okay, I'm
hey,
ready.
Bro, waiting on you.
I'm married to poetry. All right. And this time, I hold your hand. You took me to a lot of places that I could not even understand. My choice of my words is for you.
to when I hold your hand. It's like it's so incredible. I want to marry your thoughts, your process, because out there you brought out the best. I'm only speaking to my chest because my mind is speaking like my tongue is a lovable. You've been there. I can't even say enough words to say thank you. My voice is in the right mind. And I need all of you and all of your might and sight for what's right. It's a choice to be in the mighty of your hands, beholding. I need you to be my life and my extension. I need you to be there because once I am gone, my legacy will live with you. They will remember my words, remember my emotion, remember the words I've chosen. They would say, who is he? But who is he to be free with words that hold the key? Open up the door. There's so much to explore. Learn and live to hold your hand. This is our time. And the marriage has been on the proposal. You've been my hopeful. You've been my acquisition. Recognizing the beautiful thoughts of my mind, so I had to express. I never sell for less. You won't allow me to even sell for less. Wilt thou be impressed at the words that come out flowing like a river? It's never dry. You'd be surprised. We both walk down that aisle. Every time I breathe on the mic, and when we hold our vows, the words said, it's like right now. I will never allow that my words be hidden. My words is the only vision. With you, I hold. With you, I'm there. With you, I care. Because you and our poetry been everywhere. This automatic charismatic delivery lynch tank is in the Marlin pipe and dry.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. She better say yeah. You done changed up the cadence, then slowed it down, then got real mellow. Saying, hey, girl, let me talk to you for a minute. He sounds like he in an R&B group.
Mm-hmm.
Like he in
and he's doing that smooth doo-wop while he's spits his
smooth,
piece.
That smooth, yeah. That's what's up, my go-go brother. Dope Bink, bro. Appreciate you, man.
I got to give a shout out to my lady who's listening right now. She's just listening to all the wonderful poets. She loves poetry, too, you know. Listening.
Awesome.
So she just... Yeah, she's
that's
just being
awesome.
Quiet. So you know, I got pretty. You know. That's my little niece. My 3-year-old niece. You know, she got a. She's the next poet, y'all. She gonna
that's
be the next
up.
Performer. The 3-year-old niece.
My man.
That's all right. That's good. J-Rat, what you
up.
Got for his piece, man?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed mostly was the fact that you slowed this down and you gave it some real life. Like you really talking to her. Like I need you to pay attention to what I'm saying to you type thing. I dig it. And on that I really like this piece. So
thank you.
Kudos to you tonight. Kudos to you, bro. Kudos.
Kudos, thank you.
All right, bro, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can hang out, chill out, have a good time, and get your groove on.
Oh, you got to go, J-Rob, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Can
yes,
you
sir.
Play a song, keep me dancing all night long?
check out check out what I'm about to play in the event page specifically for you.
Hey, can you tag me? I can find
without question. Without question, I got you.
All right, man. All right, cool.
Got you.
Our good brother, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, One Love, One Mic, my brother.
One Love, One Mic.
Man, came through, man. He changed up his whole cadence, Jay. He came in here, slowed it down like he was 112 or something.
Yeah, like he was doing something.
Yeah.
Can I be your slave?
Right. All right, you ready to see who we got next on the mic?
I can't wait. Who do we have, Brad?
We got Lady A. Hey, Lady A.
Oh, hey.
Well, hello, Lady A.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
I was just looking at the theme, and I started to write, and then I was on, so I didn't finish anything. I got two lines written. That's all right.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You might have to freestyle, Lady A.
I might have to do something, yes.
Impromptu poetry.
Let me see. I don't know what to tell you now. I was going to do a Halloween poem, but I guess it's not Halloween tonight.
I mean, if you crafty enough to get poetry to marry you through your Halloween proses, then, I mean, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Okay, well, I could do a creepy one and kind of incorporate it.
I mean, creativity is what we love, you know.
You love creepy, okay, so that's good. Let me see what I can do for you. I was expecting to wait for a while. I wasn't expecting to be on right away. I'm sorry about that.
It happens.
It happens.
It's your time to shine in the light. So it's
what Dan says.
It's your turn to get poetry to marry you.
Okay. To get poetry to marry me. Okay.
Yeah,
let's
get poetry to marry you.
Be better than that, yeah. I think. Hang on. Okay. Let me do this. This will be good. Okay. My dearest.
Not yet. Not yet.
Why?
Not yet.
Okay. Because
we ain't finished yet.
Okay.
We're not finished yet. So
okay.
if you are ready, there's a phrase that you have to finish with this poem, I thee wed. Now you can go ahead and get on down.
All right. Well, I'm going to just finish that little phrase, and I'm going to say, with this poem I thee wed, I am now alive where once was dead. So now I'm going to go into I want for my dearest poetry. I want passion and romance. I want to be kissed with abandon. I want your hand to brand my skin. I want to feel your love within. I want to melt in your arms. I want to drown in your eyes. I want to bend to your every move. I want to love only you. I want to miss you when you're gone. I want to wait for your return. I want my heart to skip a beat. I want to watch you when you sleep. I want to feel you skin to skin. I want to smell your man perfume. I want to hear you say my name. I want love from you exchanged. I want sweet intoxication. I want ardent love unending. I want steamy torrid touch. I want it all. I'm not asking much. I say I want, but here's the truth. I need this love. No other love will do.
Oh, wow. Did she J-Rob, did she say no other love will do?
Yeah.
She said, right? She said that. I know I heard that. Lady A,
yep.
Lady A, poetry is straightening out the bow tie, fixing the cummerbund. He's standing at the altar. He waiting. Because that was beautiful. That was sensually beautiful and romantic.
Thank you so much.
I loved it.
I'm so glad.
I love the sensuality of it. No, I love the sensuality of it. It's like he's sitting down at the table, and she's just walking around him, and she's touching his shoulder. She's like raking her nails across his scalp. She's saying things to him while she bend down and whisper in his ear. These are the things that she's expecting from him. And every time he looks up to like lean over and give her a kiss, she pulls back and she's like, I'm not finished talking yet. I need you to listen. And she says all the things in his piece. And then she whispers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loves it. That's what I
love.
That's
what sealed it. That's what sealed it for poetry. Poetry said, oh, my God. Then she got really soft and whispered in my ear. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Someone out there will want to hear these words one day.
Yes, they will right now.
If they're not
poetry,
ready, they need to get
poetry.
Ready because we already got you on the get down.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Now, are you ready to go out there on the dance floor and truly get on down?
Oh, I love to dance. Yes, sir.
All right. On her way to the dance floor, ladies and gentlemen, Lady A. Au revoir.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Wow. Tay-Rob, she brought that. Man, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
All right. One more. Next up on the mic, 510, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah, man, you got Edward Berkshire, poetically known as King Charles out of Grenada.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Caribbean Bretta. What's good with you?
Yeah, man. Everything cool, me brother. Everything went out there.
Oh, man. Everything is awesome, man. Everything is awesome, man. You're here.
Yeah, man.
How can it not be awesome?
Yeah, man. Everything cool, man. Yeah, man. I'm just sitting here in the middle of the show. And me happen to just say, me push up on this and put a little thing in there and represent. That's what me kind of represent.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Brethren.
Yes, sir.
Allow me to thank you for coming upon this show, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I have a question for you that I only think if somebody of your caliber can answer for me, huh?
Yes, sir.
So, listen. We want to ask a question about poetry and yourself as one. So the question is this to you. What if poetry married me? And if so, she's so fine. Finish this line for me. With this poem, I be wed. I'm going to assume that your piece is ready to share with the masses, so. If that be the case, me and Vaughn want you to go on ahead and get on down.
All right. Check it out. We have two small ones, short ones, and we have a regular one. So, you know, hope you don't mind me can do that.
Mike, is yours, sir?
Yes, sir. Take me a little short one here. Back to back. Me want to taste your sunrise. Your sweet kingdom come. Your soft kiss in the morning. Your chalice of sweet Jamaican rum. Second one. Let down thy mind gently bend you over, me love. Slide firmly deep inside your vibe. Make you sexually bite your lips. Watch your clothes. Your sexy brown eyes. Amen. Hear me go, so. It's a warm day in the Grenada. Your me vibe stays fresh and cool. Me walk deeply into a cool mist, constantly dreaming of you. You keep my diamond grounded. You keep my diamond so cool. Your love protect my mind from wickedness. It insulate me from ignorant fools. The sun bless me face dark. Melanized me dark smooth skin. Your love is me sunshine. Your love is the cool wind. The sun exhibit our black beauty. The sun reflect off our face. Our skin kisses the moonlight. Our melanin is job blessed grace. It's a warm day in the Grenada. Me body feel peaceful and free. Your sweet love is me comfort. Cool at a Jamaican breeze. Cool runnings, me love. Cool running from me to you. May peace be thy journey. May love define our truth. Amen. Rastafari. Big up connect. Big up Caribbean. Big up Grenada. Big up Haiti. Jamaica. All over the Caribbean. In peace.
I love this.
Yes, right.
I love this. You went somewhere. You went somewhere different with this here, brethren. Yes, sir. I like
Young
this
man.
Here.
Thank
I like
you,
this
brethren.
Here. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, Rastafari. I love
every time, man. Yeah, man. Rastafari, see?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir.
I'm imagining
you
him
better.
Doing this piece, sitting. You know, when the moon is at its very peak on the beach, and you got a nice cool drink upon you, and you got a nice,
yeah.
nice stiff spliff here with you, and you're sitting back and you're just pulling and you're just letting it go, and you're releasing that, and the fellas are just all around there like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes.
Yeah, man. But the thing about that, yeah. Everything is right. But be a woman upon the beach when I die. See?
Even better.
Yeah, man.
Even
that's digging about it. Yeah, man. And that poem there is a real poem. But I was in Grenada a long time ago, man. Like, they had a little sweet thing out there, and that happened. We linked up upon the beach. Like, a beautiful situation. So that poem there is a love poem, Caribbean style, man. Grenadian style, Jamaican style, all that. See?
I love
yes,
it.
Sir.
The reason,
I love it, man.
The reason I mentioned the fellas is that there's times when we got to just tell the fellas, especially the young guys, this is how you do it. Now go out and do it, I tell you.
Hey, big up to that, man. You know, and also, when you said that, me thought about it. You're right in a way, too, because rosters, when we sit around each other, we smoking spliff or whatever like that, you'll hear that, the man say, a bunch of be like, yes, side, blessed side. You hear that. So, yeah, man. And,
yes.
You know, you're from Brooklyn, right? You're from New York, Brooklyn area, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, man. See, so you know about Jamaica. There's more Jamaicans in Brooklyn than Jamaica.
Yes, sir. Everybody in Crown Heights.
True
East
that,
New
man.
York.
Yes,
Brownville.
Sir. All time. See? Thank you guys for having me, man.
No, man. Thank you, man. Dope, Inc. Brother, man, as always, man. I'm always honored when you come to the show, man. I love hearing you do your work, man. It's amazing, Inc. You know, I respect your pen, and I look up to you, brother. Me
hey, man,
and Caribbean.
Like you said, if you, brother, ever want me to come find a show, just call. Just hit me up, and I'll be there. Like, me said real fast, when me and Anna started our show, The Soul Twin, the second year, we brought Van in, you know, a bunch of people in. Everybody there had big up themselves. So, same thing,
yes,
man,
sir.
When we called you, always there, always. And I plan on being
yes,
there
sir.
More so. If you guys want me there. So big respect to everyone, the show. Yeah, man, everything I read. Big up to all the
Ask
forces
you,
out there. So we're going
well,
to get into your team, man.
We're going to hold you to that, brother, because we need to have a Caribbean night.
Yeah, man, true that.
We need to have a Caribbean
idea,
night. Caribbean,
yeah, man,
Caribbean, Yeah, man. We're going to have a career. Jay, jot that down, man. Jot that down. Jot that down.
I'm already ahead of you, bruh.
As soon as we have that Caribbean night, man, we're going to make sure that your schedule lines up, man, so you can jump on and host with us.
Monk definitely got it. Big up to everybody out there.
Yes.
Bless it.
Big up to you as well, brethren. Yes, sir.
All right, yes, me, brother. Get you out on that dance floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the remainder of the show.
Thank you, brother. Big respect.
Big respect to you, too, King. Edward King Chungo, me Caribbean brother.
That's a good brother right there.
Man, what a show. What a show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the Epiphany rundown. Join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And my topic, which relationship is more important, mother and son or husband and wife? Let's talk about it. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be Raw with Rain and Essentially Janice. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. It's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be The Love Zone, Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And we will be right back here the first Get Down of November with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And when I tell you we got some stuff lined up for you all, man.
Ooh, I hope you're ready. And on top of that, we got some Caribbean stuff coming.
Oh, man. Man. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. But we're going to close out the show. We're going to start with last words with my brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son.
This was a fantastic night. Fantastic. And because sometimes everybody who wants to make it can't make it. But what my grandmother told me years ago, baby, don't cry. Everybody who was supposed to be here was here. Those people who didn't make it, for some reason they wasn't supposed to make it. And that's okay, too, because the spirit moves differently in each circle whenever we do the Get Down. And whoever shows up, you are part of that spiritual circle that made this show beautiful this evening. And I want to say thank you, because with the stuff that I've got going on behind the scenes, you guys lifted my spirits. Blaze, Chris Gifted, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys came in, because I don't get to hear you a lot, and you brothers came through with some material. My Caribbean brethren came through. Van did something absolutely amazing. And then Mojave. And then the ladies for tonight. Let me say, for the last Thursday in October, thank you for making this month rock. And tonight was absolutely no exception. I personally love you all for what you bring to the Get Down. And Van Meadows, once again, I am standing up saluting you, King, because, bro, I wouldn't have my Thursday night spent any other way than what we do on the Get Down. Salute.
Appreciate you, good brother. And we don't want to forget the ladies that came through of the evening, Amelia, Lady A, and let's not forget Mr. Automatic Charismatic that dropped it down a few octaves and slowed down his cadence to... You guys really, really made poetry want to marry you this evening. And that's exciting. That's exciting. To J. Rob
and
the Wise.
Mr. Automatic, before you
go
say
ahead,
that,
bro.
Man,
no, no,
I just wanted Mr. Automatic, Cat Automatic, to know his go-go is on the event page. Everyone take a look. Van Meadows, it's on you.
Absolutely. And I want to say to my co-host, J. Rob the Wise Son, hey, brother. Week after week, week after week, these shows get better and better and better. And dare I say that because of you, because of your dynamic, because of who you are, because of your energy, because of your poetry. You make them better. And I appreciate you, man, for standing in with me while we run this show, while we just have a good time in poetry, in relationship, you know, and stretching everyone's pens. So I appreciate you, brother, and I love you, man.
Love you more. Thank you, bro.
To the Epiphany family, the hosts, the callers, the listeners, the CEO of the network, we couldn't do this show without you. Epiphany Radio would not be Epiphany Radio without you. I will say it until I'm blue in the face. We do not take your time for granted. You spend 2 hours with us, sometimes three, depending on what kind of night we're having, to do this show with us. We're honored, we're humbled, and we appreciate you for it. And we appreciate you, Inc. You know, y'all think that this show is, we do the show for you all, but we get inspired by your pens and by the ink that you bring. Because we'll be honest, a lot of the times, some of the show topics that we come up with come from the interaction that we have with you during the show. And we just discuss it and define exactly how we want to do it. So if y'all keep coming back, we'll keep coming back. And that's a promise. That's a promise. So, one love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off. Because me and J-Rob got to get out there to this dance floor now that the show is over, because we need to have some fun and dance with y'all, too. So we'll
yes.
see y'all tomorrow night. Yeah, bro, we got to get our dance on. We'll see y'all tomorrow night and express your vibe. One love, one mic. Continue to take y'all socks off. Peace.
Good night, y'all.